Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. This is the last Tasmanian channel for this trip. We find ourselves in nature yet again, listening to the sounds that only nature can give. And it's a quiet time, yet again, where we can sit for a moment and ponder that which we're teaching, which we're feeling. The group is headed for where you started, capital city, Hobart. And in this channel, I want to bring up something. I want to talk about the evolution of consciousness, perhaps in a way I've not before. There actually is an evolution of energy which creates a solution to things that had no solution before. This is difficult. It's difficult for all humanity to recognize there could be something brand new. We've given a phrase before. And the phrase said, a fool does not know they're a fool. That is a metaphor that says you cannot look up to a higher consciousness if you don't have it. You cannot imagine inventions that are not here yet. You can imagine what you'd like to have, but you cannot imagine the process that is there. And there is a process that is there, which is coming, that really relates to a higher consciousness solution creating energy. And you might say, well, it must have something to do with love. It does. But there's something coming that we have spoken about so many times that's beyond that which you expect. A number of years ago, my partner took me to Israel. I found myself channeling with my partner in Tel Aviv at a grand theater filled with Israelis, so many of them young people. And I made a statement there that I will say yet again, but it was so profound for them. And I said that you only know black and white. Your consciousness as humanity has only had black and white, and color is coming. And if you've only lived in black and white, dear ones, you don't know what color even is. Now, the metaphor is complete for you know the difference, but pretend for a moment that you didn't. Color is astonishing to someone who's only seen in black and white. There are stories of humans who have had problems with their sight and see no color at all, and an invention would be put upon their head in the way of eyeglasses that would allow color for the first time. And tears flow down when they see it. A world that they couldn't even imagine, no matter how many people told them what it was or what the shades were, or the reds or the blues or the greens, meant nothing until they saw it. Until they saw it. And that's what's coming. And it's slow going, dear ones. And even as I explain it to you, it's difficult for you to imagine. It's a solution coming through the apparatus of compassion and kindness. Solution coming through the apparatus of compassion and kindness. It's almost like There is the acknowledgement of a machine that is there that churns out something that is new. Through compassion and kindness, you didn't know was there before. You've had glimpses of this, dear ones, only glimpses. When two great countries have fought a war that has taken so many lives, that is horror when it happens. And then through generations, they come together and there's peace, and the grandsons of their grandfathers are standing together and they share compassion and kindness. They stand in each other's memorials and graveyards. They bow their heads and hear their anthems. And they know that was a time that was, but not that is, and that something has happened that's grand, where they can shake hands. They're friends. They trade with each other. Their families eat with each other because the war is over. That's a hint of how compassion and kindness have generated that which has created solution. And the answer and the solution, you can see, is that they love each other. There are things within your cultures, I speak to everyone, that are so black and white. When I spoke to the Israelis, I reminded them that the black and the white that they have is history. That what they were taught was who their enemy was, the black and the white. And in a country next to them, or even in the areas where they live, there are others teaching their children black and white. It's almost like they come out of the womb ready to learn who to hate, who's done what to whom, so that all their lives they will capture the black or the white. And there is no compassion or kindness, not really. And that when color starts to come, there will be leaders who start to meld between them. There'll be wild cards that will arise. It will start to meld the black and the white, and they'll start to see solutions that may have always been there, but were never accepted as potentially viable because there was no compassion or kindness. Interesting, you have something which is starting to rust and starting to fail and starting to be dysfunctional, which at one time was seen as everything good. The democracies which have put together the nations that are free, the beauty of choice and voting is starting to crumble. I don't know if you've noticed. And there's something coming. Isn't it interesting? Your forefathers in their parliament had black or white. Similar to your time today, one side or the other side. They measured their elegance in how well they could insult the other in the words they used. Interesting, isn't it? Today hasn't changed. In fact, it's gotten a little worse. There's no elegance anymore. If there ever was, but in an older time it was accepted, and today your politics is still the same. Who can shout the other down? Who can call the other the worst names? Dear ones, can you see that this reeks with an old energy? And it's not going to last. That's the black and the white. What would color look like in politics? And we'll say it again. Slowly, over generations, there will come young people who will refuse to call the other names, who will insist that they're friends and that they only disagree. who will have a compassion and a kindness. And the compassion will be for their country, for what they can accomplish together. And they'll disagree with the other ones, and yet they will look in each other's eyes and say, we can love the country and disagree with these things. And so those particular attributes start an engine of compassion and kindness, which create solutions you haven't dreamed of. And that's the point. Compassion, kindness creates solutions no one thinks could possibly work. Because you cannot think above what you have. We have told you these things in the past, and we remind you yet again now. For dear ones, you can start applying this even in your own lives and watch it work. It can work at the very most elementary level. Two people who disagree perhaps find no way to stay together. And suddenly someone will come in and remind them of their love. Will remind them of the compassion and the kindness that perhaps they've had before, or they would have with animals or children. And suddenly something will happen. And what happens is a melting of the heart, a change of attitude, a way of solving things that was not thought of before, of rekindling that which is compassion and love that was there before. And even two people together will see it worked. That there's something actually new about that coming together of those particular emotions in a way that caused solution. Solution that perhaps was not even thought of before. And they come together yet again, and they're different, each one, with more of a common goal. Compassion and kindness. Those words, dear ones, are going to define that which is the new age coming. We've told you, you've gone from dispensations of law to love, and this one is going to be compassion. And the ones that are going to be the leading edge are the old souls. The old souls on this planet have not been necessarily the ones of leadership, if you've noticed. They get beat up. They don't want to try. It's too difficult. They don't want to argue. They don't want to be the brunt of everyone's examination. They don't want to be yelled at. They want to love. But those old souls are starting to take a stance because the old energy is fading. And the darkness that would have opposed them before and never let them get to positions of importance is starting to wane. When light starts to come out on this planet, it's going to change who runs for office. It's going to start to change who leads the corporations. It's going to start to change who says what they say. More common sense will start to appear, and cooperation between those who never thought you'd ever cooperate with. It's not about compromise, dear ones. Don't confuse it. It's about solution that goes way beyond compromise. It goes from black and white to color. Those old souls we speak of are now your grandchildren. The old souls of grandchildren of old souls quite often are old souls as well. And you're going to start seeing something different. The caliber, the ideas that will start to appear in leadership. Some of you have already started to see that in certain corporate venues. where there is common sense and there is the honoring of the individual instead of the pocketbook. Thinking of the planet as well as the people, putting them together in ways that make sense. This has been something extremely slow, but you've started to see that. Honoring one another in ways you've never honored before, and yet you haven't seen it at the top yet, have you? Well, you're going to. And when you do, I want you to remember this channel. Things happen slowly, and there will be those who would hear these words or go from this excursion and say, well, those were good words, but that's about it. Because you don't see it tomorrow or the next day or the next day. But when a decade goes by and it's everywhere, it's on your bulletin boards, it's on your advertisements, it's on your news, and you start to see a change. And like those countries which put it together and can hug each other and cry in each other's arms for the things in the past and yet love each other like that, that's a solution that you're going to see at the top. When you'll see both parties having lunch with each other, shaking hands with each other, and at the same time saying, we can argue about the right way or the wrong way, but when the time has come, we'll find a solution that helps everyone, and not just one side. Black and white. Elections which will create a one party that takes all for a while until the next party comes and takes all for a while. That's black and white, dear ones. You haven't seen color. And when you do, you'll know it. It'll be a revolution. That's human nature evolving. But right now, I invite you to do it personally, between you, and your family. At Christmas time, between you and your mate, between you and those colleagues that you may go back to or those neighbors. We've said it before, compassion and kindness will create an energy, and your former enemy or those who don't like you or whatever will just stand and not understand what's going on because it doesn't fit into the black and white world they're in. Some of them will simply walk away. And some of them will come to you and say, what's happened? What's changed? I like it. That's color. And so we just wanted to tell you a little bit about it in this pristine place. Dear ones, Gaia has always been in color. Have you noticed? And it begs you to see how it works with itself. How it works within itself and the balances that it occurs, that it creates. That's why you sit here. It's a good place to listen, to feel, and to whisper, perhaps even to yourself, color is coming. There are no goodbyes. We've told you that before. Some of you will never meet each other again. But you'll have these few days of remembrance, of meeting other old souls and remembering their faces and what they said. Take the last few hours you have to remember this, to etch it into your memory. A group that is going color at their own pace, at their own rate. There are seeds being planted today which may not come to fruition for years. But you'll remember these things. That's the beauty of the differences that are here. And so with that, we say farewell, but not goodbye. It's appropriate that you come together, teach each other, love each other, and pass it on. And so it is.